بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار وجعلوا لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيموا الصلاة وينفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. Did you see to those who changed the favors of Allah Ta'ala into ingratitude and brought their people to the home of destruction, Jahannam, they will enter therein, and what an evil abode to be living in. And they have set up equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they may mislead people from His path. So say, enjoy your brief stay, for your end is Jahannam. The favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in different forms, sometimes in the material that we see, sometimes in the form of a Nabi, where they're supposed to be appreciating, showing gratitude and following him. Then they hurt him, harass him, persecute him and drive him out of their towns, bringing destruction to them and to their votaries and their following and people. Say to my believing servants that they continue establishing regular salah and to give out from what we have provided for them, both secretly and openly, before the coming of a day wherein there will be no commerce and trade, nor friendship. This world, we can buy our things, we can compensate, and we can create an exit from all trials and difficulties. Or we could use some type of a contact and friend and influence. But on that plane, there is no trade and commerce, nothing can be bought out, and no friendship can be of any effect. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the heavens and the earth and sent down rain from the heavens. Therewith He has provided for you fruit for your provision, subjected for you the ship that it may sail in the seas through His command. And He subjected for your use and benefit the rivers. The sun and the moon both are subjected to your, for your benefit. They are both following causes and routines. They follow their causes and their routines. And He has subjected for you the night and the day. And He grants you all that you have asked for. And if you count the favors of Allah Ta'ala, you will not be able to number them. And man is given to ingratitude and to oppression. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the sun and the moon, the night and the day, all subjected for your benefit. The times have been worked out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire universe. For which part of the earth will there be day, and which part of the world there will be night. So this is also for your own advantage and for your own benefit. If this was left to the discretion of man, then there will be a whole lot of confusion. One person will feel to himself that I have got a function and I want the day to be perhaps 15 hours in place of 12 hours. Obviously, that will be the choice of one person. It may not be the choice of the rest of the humanity. So this Allah Pak left it in His control, that He may administer this, but to your advantage. Then when we examine the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then within a favor, you see a favor. Look at the eye. One is, it is able to direct you. Then the enjoyment that you receive, you marvel at the favors of Allah ta'ala. It gives you the balance in your walking and in your being able to move. So within favors, you will find favors so much that you will not be able to number them. Behold, remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "My Rabb, make this city one of peace and security, and save me and my progeny from worshipping of idols. My Rabb, these idols have misled many people. Whoever follows me, follows my ways, then he is of me. And the one that disobeys me, then you are most forgiving and most merciful. And our Rabb, I have settled some of my progeny in a valley without any vegetation at your sacred home. And our Rabb, all in order that they may establish regular salah, then turn the hearts of some people with love towards them and provide them with fruits that they may be grateful and show gratitude. Our Rabb, indeed, you know what we conceal and what we reveal, and nothing on earth or the heavens can be concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to Allah, who has blessed me in my old age with Ismail and Ishaq alayhim salam. My Rabb listens to all du'as, and my Rabb, make me one that will establish regular salah, and make my progeny establish salah as well. And our Rabb, do accept my dua. And our Rabb, do forgive me and my parents and the believers the day the reckoning will commence." Ibrahim alayhi salam had settled his household at Makkah Mukarraba. It is a city without any vegetation and without any habitation. And it is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the moment he receives the command of Allah Ta'ala, he is not even prepared to share this with his family. Immediately he turns out in the direction that Allah Ta'ala has commanded him. There must be some reason why we say Millat Ibrahim Hanifa, that he was upright, absolutely straight, one subjecting himself, surrendering to the will of Allah Ta'ala entirely. The moment he receives the order and immediately he's turning in that direction, not even informing his wife and his child about where he's moving towards. Until when his wife, Hajira alayhi salam, asks, "Is this the command of Allah Ta'ala?" And he says, "Yes." She is also comforted. She's in a place where there is no habitation, there is no human life, no vegetation. But she's got the assurance, she's got that conviction that in all this condition and circumstance, I will not be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala will take care. Then the first dua that he makes is that the town of Makkah Mukarrama be a town of peace and security. He's left and he's proceeding in the direction that Allah Ta'ala has commanded him. And when he can see the Baytullah from a distance, he turns towards the Baytullah and then bows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer, ask Allah ta'ala on behalf of his progeny. This is the perfection of a Nabi, where he is fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, but he is not unmindful of the rights of his progeny or his children and his dependents. So he implores Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them as well. And then the things that he starts off with is security and peace, that any place becomes enjoyable when there is peace that you breathe, security that you see all around you. So you feel comfortable mentally, physically, you are relaxed. Then one is the visible security and peace, and one is the spiritual peace. The spiritual peace is when there is no shirk, there is no association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is turning you and distracting you from Allah ta'ala. So when we say the worshipping of idols, that we be guarded and saved. In other words, anything that can distract you from Allah ta'ala. That is why they say that the thing that turns you and distracts you from Allah ta'ala and His service, that is your idol. So guard me and my children from the worshipping of idols. Then he speaks about Makkah Mukarrama, a land that is not inhabited. So obviously for life and for the town to thrive, you need some activity, you need some people. So he makes dua for this as well. Turn the hearts of some people with love towards them. For no reason, no apparent reason, they have a love and they have a liking for them. And then this becomes an established city, comfortable for all the progeny and all the people that have settled in Makkah Mukarramah. Again, he asks for that they may be sustained and Allah Ta'ala may take care of their sustenance. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, that they be thankful. But the word that he uses is tamarat, fruit. When we talk about fruits, it doesn't mean only the fruit that we know of literally, but figuratively, everything, every end product we call the fruit of his labor. What do we mean when we say fruit of his labor? It's a figurative tense. At the end, what is the product? In other words, the product of all things Allah Ta'ala provided for them, whether it's technology, whether it is food, whatever it may be, but the end product provided for them. The thing to reflect over here is that he makes dua that his children be established in salah, etc. But he could have made dua at this time when he was in constraints. His family is left in this condition as though they are in a very pitiable condition. He could have made dua that Allah Ta'ala removes the mountains of Makkah Mukarrama, make it a cultivable place with streams running through, and they get abundance of vegetation in the land of Makkah Mukarrama. So Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't make this dua. They may become thriving businessmen. The land of Makkah Mukarrama may be cultivable and they may progress in that regards. Rather, the dua that he makes is, let them be regular in salah, but you provide them with sustenance. Turn people's hearts towards them, that they will provide them with sustenance whilst they will engage, my progeny and my children will engage in your service. So this is the dua of a Nabi, that he wants his progeny more for the akhirat, for the work of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala should take care of their worldly needs and requirements. Again, in the dua we understand that throughout the dua we keep on remembering the favors of Allah Ta'ala, past and the present favors that we enjoy, and praise Allah Ta'ala, thereby enhancing our hopes. The more we will praise Him for His favors, past and present, then our hopes in Him will increase. As our hopes increase, then this is a catalyst for the acceptance of our du'as.